You know, when you have two leading members of the royal family who are talking openly about how the death of their parent affected them mentally, we know for a fact then that this is an issue that affects absolutely everyone. It does not discriminate between social groups or economic classes or cultural groups. It can affect everyone. And I've been talking to schools, and some schools were saying we have a problem in our school with absenteeism, but more importantly, we have problems with girls specifically, and also with boys having eating disorders, anorexia, self-harm, non-attendance, and it's affecting their relationship with others in the school, and it's affecting their academic career. And the school said, we really want to do something about this. And so we developed Changing Minds. And the idea was that we worked intensively with a group of young people who had most been affected by this issue, either themselves, a member of their family, their mum or their dad or their best friend. So they knew something about it. And we worked intensively with them, and we created a piece of art with them. We created a piece of theatre. And then we showed that piece of theatre to the rest of the school. And the effect of it was just profound and significant. It just rippled through the whole life of the school. And suddenly this subject, which had been taboo, that nobody really wanted to talk about, suddenly was on people's agendas, was being discussed in classrooms and in corridors, and information was coming out and stories were being told, and it was no longer a subject that you can't talk about. And it had a powerful effect on that school. And then talking to other schools, they were saying, we've got a problem with this as well. We want to do something about this too. And that's how Changing Minds in Merton came about. It's a way of engaging young people in a conversation about what we can do to improve our mental health, what good mental health looks like, and how we can all take responsibility for our mental health. I think we are more willing to talk about those things that our parents' generations and our grandparents just suffered in silence, which makes the suffering even worse because you think you're the only person that this must ever have happened to. So I think we are just more willing to talk about our weaknesses than we used to be. But also, I think there are two things that have particularly affected this issue. One is the pressure to perform an examination situation. Schools are targeting much more than they ever used to. The pressure on young people of 14, 15, 16 years old is more acute than it's ever been. So important to get my GCSEs. And then the other thing absolutely is social media. Your online life. And you know, I've often said, you go online looking for affirmation and you get abuse. I think it's about having a set of rules for yourself and putting your online life in context, and also just recognizing your need for privacy. There's this tendency to just put it out there, and there's a culture which is, you know, that you need to share all of this stuff. You need to share your personal life online. And, you know, it's like the same thing. You would not put a sign outside your front door saying, Abby lives here, she's 13 years old, she's this. You wouldn't do it. Why would you do that? So why are you doing it online? And it's just about, I think this whole online thing, there's been a big explosion. And parents, God love them, aren't as savvy with all of that stuff as their children are. And the children know how to use all of these things, and the parents think they're safe in their bedroom. And they're actually having all kinds of adventures online, some of which might be quite dangerous and unhealthy for them. And so it's a question of giving them the advice they need to protect themselves. But I think also it's talking to parents and wising them up, and talking to schools about what things we can put in place so that there's a support network. I think it's the same as saying, you know, do young people know the difference between, you know, TV drama and real life? I think they do. I think they're quite savvy in lots of ways. But I think they go into those online relationships with a certain amount of naivety. And I think that's where the issue is. Like young people always have, they're enthusiastic, they're positive, and they're a bit naive about what people's motives might be. I just think it's just getting to know that world better and knowing how to protect yourself in it, really. We started off with one school. We're now working in seven schools. We hope to reach 7,000 young people in Merton. That's the target we've set ourselves. It's a very high target, but we feel like through assemblies, through the work we're doing in the schools, and also we're bringing all of these schools together on July the 4th at New Wimbledon Theatre for an action day on mental health. And that is to get... It's about young people coming up with their own solutions. It's about them having a conversation with each other, about them deciding for themselves how they want to tackle this, and deciding that they are going to discuss this more openly in the future. I mean, I can talk for days about the healing power of art. I think there's nothing quite like putting your own experience into a piece of fiction. And certainly one of the most successful parts of this project is that the young people who started working on these plays started off as seeing themselves as victims, and they became experts. And that's a very empowering journey. I'm an expert on this subject now. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not a victim of this thing. I'm an expert. I know how it feels. I know how that happens. So there's that. It really helps. Theatre helps them to understand themselves better. But in terms of particularly New Wimbledon Theatre, New Wimbledon Theatre has a social responsibility to its community. It isn't just an organisation that puts on plays in the main house. That's a big part of what we do, and the workshop programme that we run is an important part of what we do. But we are part of our community, and we want to engage with that community.